Well, I'll say briefly a few things before we ask questions from Morvai. I'm sure her film was far more descriptive than anything I can say. There is, as you, many of you know, the threat of a war against Iran. There is the possibility of sanctions, at least sanctions. And we can face at least limited military action. But as you have seen from 5 o'clock this afternoon, in the first film you saw, and the two, I don't know how many of you were here at 5:15, but in the three films that you have seen, you can see that Iran is a very complicated society, that human rights are being trampled upon on a daily basis. And that affects women, as we saw in the first film, many of whom are in prison. It affects students, like Morvarid's film shows so graphically. It also affects a very large section of the population who are not even involved in politics as such. It affects refugees from Iraq. 30 years is a long time, even by British standards, for anyone not to get a passport. And the problem is that the promises of the revolution of 27 years ago haven't materialized. It isn't simply that they haven't materialized regarding poverty, regarding human rights, and so on. They haven't even materialized on the very first principles that Khomeini came to power, independence, the so-called independence. Iran is now dependent on IMF loans. Its privatization policies are worse than almost any country in its neighborhood. Turkey would have to bow down to Iran regarding privatization. And as one of the women prisoners in the 5 o'clock film told us, really the essence of many of the issues people are facing, the drug addiction, the massive prostitution in a country where a girl of 16 is executed because she's showing the fringe of her hair. Prostitution is a serious problem. In fact, Iran exports prostitutes now to the Gulf states. And this is 27 years almost in February of Islamic rule in power. So when the anti-war movement in Britain and anywhere else takes up the issue of Iran, of course they have to fight imperialism. Of course they have to discuss the issues concerning the threat of sanctions, the threat of war, the dangers that that poses to ordinary Iranians who will become even poorer than what they are now. However, they must realize that our solidarity as people in this country, as people in the United States or anywhere else who are part of this massive anti-war movement must be with ordinary people in Iran, with the people you have seen today through these very graphic pictures, with the students who have so bravely fought for at least 8 years now. Every year they celebrate the anniversary of the events you saw. Every year they face arrest and torture and at times execution. Two of the students who were arrested in 1998 have been killed by accident, apparently, in prison over the last 2 months alone. And many others are facing dangers. But the other aspect of this is that anti-imperialism, being against the United States, fighting for independence, aren't just empty slogans that Khomeini raised against the Shah and people were very often foolishly thought would happen overnight. As I have said to you before, there are more French companies with millions of dollars in investment in Iran's car industry than there ever was during the Shah's time. The middle class religious people who supported Khomeini are now the super rich that they deposed 27 years ago. The gap between the rich and the poor is so enormous that you cannot find any Iranian who doesn't consider or who doesn't associate the word political Islam with Mercedes-Benz. A radio channel interviewed young people with word association, and most of them thought political Islam associated with Mercedes-Benz driven mullahs. That was the first word that came to their mind. The super rich in Iran are the relatives, the families of the cleric. They're part of the establishment. They're part of the system of human rights abuse you have seen. And this human rights abuse has to exist because Iran is a country where of the 70 million people, up to 75% of the population is under 25. Under 25 are people who have not seen the revolution. And as you saw from Morvarid's film, they keep repeating it was a mistake. For my generation, who obviously fought for that revolution, we didn't consider it a mistake. But of course, now looking at it, it hasn't delivered any of its promises.